It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Dogs may not like the dog days of summer, but the expression is about stars, not dogs.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
You know, I know this summer's been a bit of a chilly disappointment to you, but are you making up the part about the stars?
I'm not making it up. But I've been thinking about the dog days of summer because when people say we're in the dog days of summer right now, I think, no, we're not, because it's not hot enough right now. The dog days of summer, people have come up with some very good explanations that relate it to dogs. Like, this is weather that dogs really don't like. And your dogs probably don't
Absolutely
like the hot weather.
Not.
But in fact, the expression goes pretty far back. It's translated from Latin, and it refers to when the Romans were associating the hot days in July and August with a period of time when the dog star, or Sirius, rose with the sun, or rose in close conjunction with the sun. And one theory was that it was the combination of the two stars that was making it so hot.
So you really were Sirius. Yeah. So I also think that people use the term dog days to mean it's like the swan song. It's the end of something. It's the dog days of someone's career.
Exactly. Because dog days are so hot, they were often seen as an unhealthy time or a bad omen. And it's gone from there to being any bad time or a time when something is in decline. We could contrast this with salad days. Salad days are days of youthful inexperience as opposed to days of decline. This expression goes back to Shakespeare.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
And it first shows up in Antony and Cleopatra. Cleopatra says, "My salad days, when I was green in judgment, cold in blood."
Mm.
And you can see the explanation
yeah.
there that she's green, she's inexperienced in judgment, so these are her salad days.
Yeah. So I imagine he has some other expressions that we're familiar with.
There are lots. I think we quote Shakespeare a lot without realizing it. Just to give you some examples, the expression "in a pickle" or "tongue-tied," "a blinking idiot."
Oh, I love that.
Exactly. And that's Shakespearean. To set your teeth on edge, to stand on ceremony, the long and short of it. These expressions that are now everyday expressions that I think nobody thinks of as Shakespearean,
yeah.
in fact, first show up in Shakespeare.
I always feel smarter when you visited. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena. Have a good day.